This is VOA News by Ramona. I'm Tommy McKee. Tropical storm Sally churned northward on Sunday, poised to turn into a hurricane and send life-threatening storm surge along the northern Gulf of Mexico. It is expected to become a hurricane Monday and reach shore by early Tuesday, bringing hurricane conditions to regions stretching from the Morgan City, Louisiana to Ocean Springs, Mississippi. Tropical storm conditions are expected in the region by Monday. Forecasters say Sally could produce rain totals up to 24 inches by the middle of the week. Its maximum sustained wind Sunday evening were 60 miles per hour. Warnings of strong winds that could fan the wildfires on the U.S. West Coast have added urgency to firefighters' efforts. The alerts stretch from hard-hit southern Oregon to northern California and last through Monday evening. One family that lost their home fears having to evacuate a second time because of the weather. Authorities say nearly all the dozens of people reported missing after a devastating blaze in southern Oregon have been accounted for, but the fires have killed 35 people from California to Washington State. The flames have turned homes into rubble, forced tens of thousands to flee, and shrouded the region with smoke so thick that air quality was some of the worst in the world. A vast of vital sweatland swath. A vital wetlands continues to burn in Brazil, sweeping across several national parks and obscuring the sun behind dense smoke. Preliminary figures from the Federal University of Rio de Janeiro indicate that nearly 5,800 square miles have burned since the start of August. That's an expanse comparable to the area consumed by the historic blazes now afflicting California. This is VOA News.